The Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of October 13th. The time is now 6:01.
What is this?
At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anyone who'd like to speak? If so, please give your name and address before you speak.
I have nobody signed up.
Okay. All right. 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, I just wanted to introduce our new city planner, Harold Ellis. Harold comes to us with many years of experience and previously was with the city of Pearland and Sugarland.
Welcome. It's nice to have you. All righty. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of September 8th, 2014. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. 5.1, consideration to approve replat Tennis Venture Track, a replat of that certain 4.017 acre tract of land in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, abstract number 383 in Harris County, Texas, out of and a part of lot 64 of 5 acre tracts, Tomball Town site, an addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 2, page 65 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
One second, everything. Thanks.
Maybe.
Yes, ma'am. This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid. Provide copies of the utility notification letters. Add signatures for lien holders. Show all sets and founds. Show 25-foot right-of-way dedication and 20-foot City of Tomball utility easement behind the right-of-way. The scale was not correct for the COT UE that they called out. Add the square footage with 2 decimal places, show the pipeline information, change the front setback to 60 foot, and address minor comments of punctuation and acreage decimals. Engineering planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.2, consideration to approve reserve at Spring Lake, Section 2, 41.26 acres. Being a replat of unrestricted reserve D of replat of the final plat reserve at Spring Lake Section 1 located in the Joseph Miller League, A50 WH Clements Survey, A-1641 Harris County, Texas, City of Tomball, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid. Change one front building line to 60 feet. One lot is under an acre. Adjust lot line to have minimum lot size. Address the minor comments, acreage decimal places. Note front building lines are the only lines required to be shown on the plat. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Does anybody have any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. Okay, 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P14-184, request by Clarius Hotels, Inc. on behalf of JTS Development Limited for a conditional use permit to operate a hotel motel that is 59 feet 3 inches in height. The property is approximately 2.2 acres, is legally described as Lot 2, Block 1, JTS Subdivision, Final Plat, is generally located south of Medical Complex Drive, west of State Highway 249 Bypass, and is located in the General Retail District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Item 5.3 is a request for a conditional use permit to operate a hotel that's 59 feet 3 inches in height. The zoning ordinance permits hotels by right in the General Retail District. However, this case is being brought to you tonight to allow the building to be approximately 60 feet in height, where it would normally be limited to 42 feet. The site is approximately 2 acres. It's located south of Medical Complex Drive, west of State Highway 249 Bypass, and is surrounded by undeveloped property. It's currently undeveloped. The comp plan designates the site as mixed use, and it's zoned General Retail District. This is the concept plan for the development, showing the hotel being placed in the center of the property and the drive aisles and landscaping along the perimeter. This is a rendering showing the hotel being 4 stories and approximately 60 feet tall. Both the elevations and the concept plan are in your staff report. City staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval based on the following. The mixed-use comp plan designation for this site is intended to include a mix of office, retail, commercial, and high-density residential uses in a master plan integrated manner. Because the mixed-use classification intends for uses to be located within a development either horizontally or vertically in form, and vertically constructed mixed-use developments are typically at least 4 stories and approximately 60 feet in height, the request does not appear to be inconsistent with the comp plan. Also, the General Retail District, like all other districts, establishes height limits to maintain similar building mass and scale. In this situation, the requested height does not appear to be out of character with the other hotels in the area, does not appear to be out of character with the surrounding building mass and scale because the surrounding properties are undeveloped, and is not anticipated to be out of character with the surrounding buildings if they are constructed at the 42-foot max permitted by the General Retail District. City staff recommends that a condition of approval should be that the site is developed and operated in substantial compliance with the concept plan and elevations. Property owners within 200 feet of the site were mailed notification of this proposal on October 2nd, and as of 5 p.m. today, no public comment forms have been received. This is just a reminder, this is not a request to allow a hotel use. The hotels are permitted by right in the General Retail District. This is a request to allow the hotel to be 60 feet tall, where it would normally be limited to 42 feet. And this concludes staff's presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Vishal Modi. You want my address?
Yes.
It's 16618 Seminole Ridge Drive, and that's in Cypress, 77433.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to say or anything?
The only thing I would say is, I mean, we're building a Marriott residence in, or we'd like to build a Marriott residence in that location, and it's going to be a great hotel. We think it would be a great addition to the city, and we'd be very happy to have the opportunity to work with you all and to have the hotel here.
Quick question. You always build 4 stories?
Typically, residence? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to get through this first.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Okay. Is that all you have to say? You have anybody? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
You have to open the public hearing.
Oh, I didn't? No. Oops, sorry. Back up. Public hearing on zoning case P14-184 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:11. Commissioner, messed me up. Thank you. Okay. Now, is there anybody here that wants to speak regarding the request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do you have anybody who's asked to speak?
Nobody signed up.
All righty. Okay. There's no additional comments from anybody. The public hearing is now closed. The time is 6:11. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-184? Somebody?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Now, is there any discussion? Commissioner Rockmore, would you like to ask some questions?
I just have one
general question. Could the applicant please come up?
I think you answered it anyway, but you always build four stories as opposed to three.
Typically, yeah. Typically, especially with the Residence Inn, because the rooms are quite a bit larger than your traditional hotel room. There's a living room area as well as a bedroom area. And so when it goes three stories, the building tends to be extremely, hallways tend to be extremely long, and it just doesn't, it's not as conducive to the guests as a four-story building is.
I'm just curious.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I had a question for you. What is the genesis of the 42 feet? And what impact does going to 60 feet have on future buildings? So are we setting a precedence, or the buildings around it higher than 42 feet?
There's nothing around it right now.
Okay.
Anytime we're looking at these conditional use permits, we're always looking at what the comprehensive plan, what the vision for the city has called for. And okay. When council adopted that in 2009, they said that they wanted that to be mixed use, which if you look at the purpose of it, it says it's really intended for horizontally and vertically integrated mixed-use developments.
Okay.
If you look at a lot of those types of mixed-use developments, they're almost always four stories.
Right.
And if they are, you know they're probably going to be near the 60-foot mark. That's why as city staff, we didn't have that much of an objection if that's the intent of the comp plan for the area. Now, the question you had about is it going to impact the adjacent areas, there's nothing around it right now. The 42 feet that's allowed, we didn't think would be way out of character with 60 foot, especially with the concept plan. That's the nice thing about a concept plan and a conditional use permit is the Planning and Zoning Commission can look at not just the use, but how it's going to be put on the site. And Mr. Modi, in his design, he's pushed it right towards the center so that if it is 60 foot tall, it's not going to be towering right over the next property owner. Because he's well out of the building setbacks, which he could have pushed it. Further.
If somebody else wanted to develop an office building in there, then they would have a fairly good chance of it being 60 feet or even taller.
So the way our zoning ordinance is set up is each of the requests, if they want to be taller than 42 feet, would have to come back to y'all. So
right.
If I wouldn't say it would set a precedent. I would say that this case is a particular case, and if the next folks come in, it would be up to y'all's discretion, whether and city council's discretion.
I just okay, that's good. We'd love to have Marriott.
Did you have a question, Commissioner Torres?
Well, I think you answered that question. So really, Marriott coming in may set up the rest of the comp to change up to 60 feet.
It does not change the rest of the zoning ordinance. Each one is done on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
That's the beauty of a conditional use permit, is each one then comes back to P&Z and council to
but
get
it,
approval.
It makes it harder and harder to say, no, you got to go back to 42 feet
when you have
one or two or three buildings that are all 60 feet.
Yeah, it may have an impact, you're right,
yeah.
But each tract of land is different. Each development is going to be different, and there's really no legal precedent that's set
okay.
by it.
Okay. All right.
I have a question for you. Under the comprehensive plan mixed use, what's the maximum height allowed in that area that was projected for the future?
It does not establish one. That's the comprehensive plan did not get into that level of detail of establishing mm-hmm. height limits.
Under the zoning ordinance, is there a maximum height for the mixed use area?
The Old Town mixed use?
No. Just under the mixed use, when I was looking, I thought it said there was a maximum of 70 feet. Is there?
There's a maximum for commercial districts. Uh-huh. We don't have a mixed-use okay. zoning district. We have mm-hmm. an Old Town, a mixed-use district.
Right.
This is way away from that district, mm-hmm. which is really more towards the center of town.
Okay.
But the commercial district does allow 70 feet, and this general retail district mm-hmm. that this one's in is 42.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else have any other questions? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now. Thank you. What did I do now?
No, you didn't do it.
You did it.
Tell her she did.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Can I make one quick thing?
Fingers on the button.
Sure.
did you make your motion with the condition of approval as far as making sure it was compliant with the concept plan and elevations?
The 59.3 feet.
Right.
No, with the condition of approval.
With the condition of approval for the height.
I move CUP. That it be approved at the height of 59 feet 3 inches.
With the staff recommendations.
We recommended staff conditions.
All right.
And she seconded Evelyn.
Yes.
I second
it again. Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. Are we okay now?
Yeah.
Got it. We got it all covered. All right. Now. Any further discussion? There is none. Please enter your vote now.
Must be the weather.
Okay.
Motion carried unanimously.
No, it's her fault.
At least we got there.
She's new. It's her fault.
No, it's your fault. 5.4. Consideration to approve zoning case P14-186. Request by Jose Torello. On behalf of Tennis Ventures Limited Liability Corporation for a conditional use permit to operate a tennis club, which is classified in the zoning ordinance as a country club private. The property is approximately 4.02 acres, is legally described as Track 64B-1. Tomball Outlaws is generally located north of East Huffsmith Road, west of Hospital Road, and is located in the Agricultural District. Staff, can we please have a presentation?
Yes, ma'am. Item 5.4 is a request for a conditional use permit to operate a tennis club, which is classified in the zoning ordinance as a private country club. The site is approximately 4 acres and is located north of East Huffsmith Road, west of Hospital Road. There are single-family residences to the east and west, Tomball Abandoned Animal Rescue to the east, a private baseball facility to the west, as well as several undeveloped tracks in the immediate vicinity. The site is currently undeveloped. The comp plan designates the site as rural residential, and it's zoned agricultural district. This is the concept plan for the development, showing the parking and clubhouse near the front and tennis courts towards the center. A 6-foot-tall fence along the west, north, and east sides, and landscape buffers surrounding the property. This is a rendering showing the clubhouse being approximately 17 feet in height. City staff has reviewed this request and recommends approval based on the following. The comp plan identifies the site as rural residential, which includes residential development on a minimum 1-acre lot that allows up to one house per acre lot. The proposed use appears to be consistent with the comp plan for the following reasons. Although private tennis clubs are not specifically mentioned in the rural residential section of the comp plan as an envisioned use, this request is a use permitted by CUP in the agricultural district, which is the district most compatible with the rural residential classification. The location of the structure, hours of operation, landscaping, and screening and buffering mechanisms proposed on the concept plan appear to minimize the impact of the use on the adjacent rural residential properties. And two of the nearby properties are designated in the comp plan as parks, which is described as mini neighborhood community or regional parks that are both active and passive recreational areas. This can include both publicly and privately owned parks, open space, and recreational areas. Park and open spaces are also appropriate in all residential land use classifications. This private park-like use appears to be consistent with the nearby park classification. Additionally, rural residential is considered a rural, I'm sorry, is considered a residential land use designation and therefore appears to be consistent with the proposed use. City staff recommends that a condition of approval should be that the site is developed and operated in substantial compliance with the concept plan and elevations. Property owners within 200 feet of the site were mailed notification of this proposal on October 2nd, and as of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received from Pizarro Properties in support of the request. You can see on this map here, both the public comment form was for two properties, both of those to the west of the site. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Val Suico. I live in 43 Golden Orchard Place. That's in Magnolia, Texas, 77354.
Thank you.
We're opening the presentation right now, so.
Okay.
Sorry, we're having issues.
Dennis Venture. When we move here in town, we're from Louisiana. We got two kids, and they are. One is now in college, and the other one is still in senior in high school. My kids have been playing tennis since they're small, and then when we move here, it's really hard to find good tennis academy or quality coaches. We look at different places, Woodlands, and goes to South in 1960, but it's really far, and we're lucky to meet these two guys that I think they're best tennis coaches here in Texas, and they happen to be close by. So the problem we have is the place where kids in the area where they could train. So there's really a need for a good training facility, and I think can help the area here in Tomball, Magnolia area, to have some facility like this. We are applying as Tennis Venture LLC. It's me and my wife, and the company that will be handling it is the Two Pros, which is the Masters International Tennis Academy. It is a club where we provide a variety of adult and junior programs. We will provide quality training by employing good coaches, top coaches in Texas, and of course, most of those coaches reflected to the head coaches, which is Giovanni and Oscar. Okay. we utilize training methods all over the world, mental training from Russia, footwork from Spain, technical exercises from Germany, conditioning, South America, complement methods with the US, United States. The main coaches, Giovanni Holman. Can you stand up, Giovanni? He's originally from Germany. He's an ATP player before. The other one is Oscar Ortiz. He's a Davis Cup captain with the Mexico team. And both of them live in the area. We just don't have the facility. The courts will be clay courts, and because there's no clay courts in the area, so we believe that using clay courts is good for the knees, especially for us getting older. But for the kids, the basic training, because a little bit requires more coordination. So we believe that if they are good in clay courts, going to hard courts or any other surfaces will be a lot easier. And those are, you know, top players are grow up with the clay courts. And this is the satellite view. The plan we have is 8 courts. I believe if you agree, you know, this can be a huge difference in our area in Tumble to you know, it could pro- provide good players in the area. We'll be open from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Open to the public at certain time. And weekends also, except for Sundays. But we try to make it like a family-oriented place where the kids can come and also for the adults. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Is that all you had, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P14-186 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:26. All right. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Any requests?
I have nobody signed up.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak? Seeing none. Okay. The time is now 6:26. The public hearing is now closed. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-186 with all of staff's recommendations for the CUP? Will that work?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I motion to approve with all the conditions from the staff.
You make the motion? Thank you.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask, or is there any discussion?
I'm just going for Rodney. Can I talk now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Rockmore.
The baseball academy next door.
Yes, sir.
Does it have a CUP too?
No, it was actually established before the adoption of our zoning ordinance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that answers that.
But it would require one now.
Yes.
I believe that one is considered a play field, stadium, or private.
Yes.
Because y'all actually saw a text amendment for them
right.
A few years ago. Let me double check just so I...
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just...
I don't think they require one now.
That's good to know.
I can look it up for you if you'd like.
No,
or,
I don't think they do.
I have a question. What about lights? I didn't see any lights.
Would the applicant please come up so we could ask a question?
Lori, can you...
Are there lights on the courts?
Yes, sir.
Are they high mass? I mean, I guess you'll turn them off at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I think. They won't cause a problem.
And that's one of the part of the concept plan that y'all would be approving,
mm-hmm.
is it lists the hours of operation.
Right.
So they couldn't change those hours of operation without coming back to the Planning and Zoning Commission City Council. And that was one of the things that we looked at when we reviewed their request to make sure that it wasn't going to be open until midnight, especially with residences on either side.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for the applicant. What happens if you have a tournament or something and your hours go beyond 9 p.m.? You're not going to be allowed to do that.
Yes, ma'am. We will try to accommodate at that certain time. If we have a tournament, we basically gonna tell them that that's the end point.
Go ahead.
Could you come up front, please, to the podium? It'd be a whole lot easier. Thank you. State your name and address, please.
My name is Giovanni Hallman. I live in 8627 Huff Smith Road, apartment number 916. Tomball, Texas, 77375. Regarding to your question about tournaments really don't go past 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So, not the type of tournaments that we're going to be hosting. Most tournaments, they're going to be done around 6, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to also keep those 2 hours time frame before we close for also the public, adults to come and do that drilling at night. That makes sense? Because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be providing adult drills, and most of the adults come out either in the mornings or they come at night time. And so when you run a facility like that, you want to make sure that you always give the couple hours time there at nighttime before you close for the adults to be able to come and use the courts. Because, you know, especially if you're going to be running it also mainly for the public, I think it's, like, I just want to add on to this, it's going to be very good for Tomball. I've been coaching the area for a while. I've been in Woodlands, going all the way from Magnolia all the way to Northgate. And Tomball is actually one of the cities that is not as strong as, you know, the Woodlands,
mm-hmm.
even Magnolia. So I think it would be a very good project for the city, and we carry players right now already that are, you know, top in the Woodlands and also in Tomball, and they need a place, and this is a very good location for to do this type of project. So I hope you guys support this. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Is there any other questions or anything? Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
That's a great
good
thing.
Good to go.
All righty. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. 6.0 adjournment. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve.
I second with all conditions.
All right, please enter your vote now.
Oh, we got a vote.
That was cute.
Meeting's now adjourned. The time is 6:31.
Well, this is one more humorous one.